Well, it has been relatively rather easy, comfortable, and I think well done. Everybody had his time at the podium to articulate their vision about where the country needs to go and what kind of priority policy, public policy priorities they will undertake. That was done well.
There have been concerns about vote buying of parliamentarians. Are you being part of the vote buying? And how can Somalis know that the president who has been elected is the true representative who can lead the country out of its problems?
No, we have never been part of that. Neither do we have money to give it to people and try to corrupt them. But even more important, even if we had bundles of cash, we will not do it because it's against my own principles and have been against my principles all my life. They are against the principles of our party here. And therefore, no, we have not given any money away, but there's a great deal of talk. And I think a significant amount of evidence that some of the candidates have been flushing money into the market, some of that money from their own pockets, most of it from overseas, from other interested parties in trying to influence Somali political leadership. And it's sad. Corruption continues to be part of Somali political life and has been the last 30 years. But our hope is that members of parliament, or at least the vast majority of them, are people who have conscience and they will vote on Monday for what they think is the best for this country, and that is someone who has a clear vision, who has a record of accomplishments, and who can unite the people together and move Somalia away from the chaos, self-destruction, internal mess, and corruption, and bring it to a state in which the people's best potential will come forward, and Somalia will rejoin the rest of the world, occupy its dignified place among African countries, and the economic and political and cultural reconstruction Somalia will start apace. That's our hope on Monday, that someone who will pioneer this will be elected. And my hope is that I will be that person. But of course, that will depend on the elections on Monday and what the parliamentarians decide.
So what are your expectations this Monday as vote begins? And what do you think your chances are?
I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would think that our chances are better than 50%. There are people who have taken opinion polls in the capital city in Mogadishu, and some have also done it electronically around the world where Somalis live. And the results that I am being shown is that our presentation, my presentation in front of the parliament yesterday, has been rated the highest. So if that has anything to do with Monday, it is possible that we will win. All of that is uncertain, and we'll have to wait for Monday when the actual votes are counted and the results are announced to the world.